133693, mornings at 3aw.com.au. I tell you what, it's in situations like this, when you've got planes landing and taking off, where you think to yourself, boy, the pilots really earn their money, don't they? I would hate to think the thought process and just the process in general in the cockpit. Well, to give us a snapshot and a bit of a bird's eye view, if you like, is James Nixon, a retired A380 captain, a pilot of 31 years. He's just dropped out at the moment there, so hopefully had more luck in the cockpit than he did with the mobile phone. We'll check in with James a little later on. We'll also check in with the Bureau. Morgan Pumper standing by to have a chat to us there, so we'll check in with Morgan. But just to repeat again, the situation in Oakley, police telling us that the car travelling along Princes Highway near Dublin Street just after 7 o'clock veered off the road and crashed into a tree, and police telling us that the driver, yet to be formally identified, and the sole occupant of the car has died at the scene. We'll have more on that in the news as the morning goes on. All right, James Nixon rejoins us now. Hello, James.
G'day, TJ. How's it going?
Yeah, good, thanks. So I was just saying to our listeners that this is days like this where we would imagine that you really earn your money. How much more of a difficulty is it bringing a plane into land in conditions like this?
Well, landing a plane in conditions like this for an international airliner is not a problem, because we don't worry about cloud bases. We just worry about visibility for the people doing automatic landings and high-level instrument approach pilots. The problem is for helicopter pilots and for people flying visually in smaller planes. But for operations like airliners, it makes no difference whether whether we can see or not. The problem is the airports, and they slow down to about 50% of their normal speed when they're running low visibility procedures. And that means they have lots of spacing between each airplane landing. And what they want to do is they want to get all the planes that are in the air on the ground, because they're all running out of fuel. That's the nature of the business. So they don't want people holding around for a long time in the sky. Get them on the ground. Once they're all in, then they get the departures off. We're very lucky today because they're running departures on runway 27 and landing on 16. So that means that they've got two runways, and they can do the normal departure runways without affecting the landing runways.
So it makes no difference to you as an airline pilot whether it's a beautiful sunny day with clear blue skies or days like this where there's low visibility, because it's all instrument-based, is it?
Yeah. It's nice to look out the window, but It's challenging, and it's quite exciting doing low-vis procedures for landing, auto lands or landing manually. If you've got a cloud base of about 200 feet, you land manually. But if you're flying with weather down to and along the runway, you'll actually land using the autopilot, and those procedures are very exciting. What people probably don't understand is how bright the landing lights are or the runway lights are when you get below this cloud base, which might be only a few seconds before you land, then it's extremely bright and quite spectacular. So it's something to see. You can check out some of them on YouTube.
And what will that YouTube channel be?
I'll just search landing aircraft.
Oh, okay.
Instrument landing. Yeah, okay. There's heaps of it.
All right, well, we'll do that now. Downtime. Good on you, James. Nice to talk to you, mate. Nice to get a bit of an insight there, and a little reassuring for us as maybe nervous passengers, some of us, to know that The only thing you're denied is a clear view out your window. So thanks for your time this morning, James.
My pleasure.
All right, thank you. James Nixon joining us there, a retired A380 captain, a pilot of 31 years. On the line now is Morgan Pumper from the Bureau of Meteorology. Morgan?